Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Faith, and you are live here with the Triumphant Living Podcast. I air every fourth Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the wonderful featured Blog Talk Radio. So I am excited to be here with you guys again, whether I am in your home, on your job, or even with you at the gym. You can access the Triumphant Living Podcast anywhere that you go. All you have to do is log in online, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. And from there, you can listen to all of the podcasts over the past 8 years. So I'm very excited. Tonight is no different. I have a special guest in queue, and I'm going to bring him out very shortly. His name is Mr. Willie Spears, and he is here to give us the Willie Spears experience. I cannot wait until you guys hear from him. He is empowering and inspirational. Before I bring Mr. Spears on, I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener years, and I really appreciate listeners from throughout the United States, especially here in the state of Florida, my hometown. Thank you guys for being faithful and tuning in. Tonight, we're not going to be on Facebook Live. We're going to be here the good old-fashioned way to make sure that you guys are able to access the good content that's going to be delivered tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. To ensure that you guys get the message from Mr. Spears. So thank you for following us. Shout out to everybody. We have people in different continents. We have people in different countries that make sure that they listen. So with that said, we have people in the Philippines. We have individuals in Africa that tune in on a monthly basis for their monthly dose of triumphant living. And I'm happy and excited to share this time and space with you. All things are to empower you to experience long-term success after great difficulty. So I want to make sure that you have the equipment and the tools that you need. And tonight we're going to be talking about developing the culture in which you are, whether it's working, career, home. Mr. Spears is going to talk about developing that culture and making sure it's conducive for long-term success as well. So he's going to give you some tools to experience triumph. I want to do a quick plug. Here in the state of Florida, we have the primary elections coming up. Just a quick political plug really, really quickly. If you have not registered to vote, please do not assume that you're going to vote this November. I want you all to be smart and definitely check on your registration. Make sure you are registered to vote before the end of this month, because the end of this month, July 30th, is the last day to ensure that you are registered to vote in the primaries. We want you guys voting early. So ensure that you are ready to vote in the primary election so that we could put the best candidate before you. And it is no secret, I have shared this on social media, that I have put my vote on Mr. Andrew Gillum, and he is the Democratic, I believe, best nominee for this election season. So I am voting with him and for him, in addition to our organization, Democratic Black Caucus of Orange County. We have definitely rallied together and shown support for this great leader and believe that he's the best candidate for Florida. So shout out to Orange County Democratic Black Caucus. Leader Russell Drake is doing an awesome and phenomenal job there, making sure that individuals are educated and they are in the know. So we want to encourage, and I want to use my platform as well to do what I can to encourage everyone to get out and ensure that you are qualify still qualifies to actively vote in the primaries, which is important. The deadline is July 30th, and general elections, of course, that deadline is in October 9th, I believe, for you to be qualified to vote, you know, in November. So make sure that you guys check up on it. Different sites you could go to. I know there's some sites circling around, but myflorida.com is a site that I check to make sure that I'm good, which I vote each year. That's my right, and I encourage you guys to do that as well. So that is out the way. That is my political plug for tonight. Without further ado, let me talk to you about our guest who's going to get you ready to shape up your culture and make sure you have the triumphant experience wherever you go. His name is Mr. Willie Spears. He is a professional speaker. He's a teacher. He's an author, head football coach, and a motivational speaker. He is a licensed minister, and he has motivated churches, youth groups, prisons, schools, teachers, teams, and companies, individuals throughout his business endeavors. Listen with the Willie Spears Experience. He's originally from Panama. He graduated from Rutherford High School in 1996. Look at that. We're about the same age, Mr. Spears. Yes, I will still call you Mr. Spears. I give that respect to all of my guests. He then attended Northwestern Oklahoma State University, where he was a starting receiver for the Rangers, winners of the 1999 NAIA National Championship prior to his BA in communication. He also holds a master's in education from Troy University. Speaking to thousands each year, his goal is to add value to the life of the listener. Guys, if you have not checked him out from just my advertisements of him, you want to tune in and get his website and his information. I have followed Willie Spears for years, and what you're going to get tonight is just a fraction of that Willie Spears experience. So I would definitely want you all to stay tuned to hear how you can connect with him. And then also follow his work, because he's going to share some of the great work that he's doing. He has spoken to thousands across the country in events in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Kansas, Oklahoma, Hawaii, New Mexico, Arkansas. I mean, you name it, he's been as far as Canada. After spending several years working with young people as a teacher, coach, and motivator, Willie saw a need for a book that would help teens make better choices. In 2008, he published his first book. Isn't it always like that? We can't only see the problem, but we also have to find the solution to the problem. And Mr. Spears did just that with his book that he published in 2008 called Keisha's Dilemma. He's going to tell you all a little bit about that at the end of the interview today. He continued Keisha's story with the sequels of The Ultimate Dilemma and Derek's Dilemma. He later saw a need for a motivated book for all ages, Transforming Your Life from Good to Great is the name of the book. It's Daily Nuggets of Wisdom, and it was published in 2013. He's currently working on three motivational books for teens, teachers, and coaches, a series currently titled Motivation Matters. Listen, I'm excited to have him on, and I want you guys to help me welcome to the Triumphant Living Studio, Mr. Willie Spears. Hi, Mr. Spears.
How you doing, Dr. Faye? Thanks so much for having me on.
Hi, I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. I'm excited that you are on, and I cannot wait until my listeners get to hear and experience a dose of triumphant living from you. So kind of share with us to get started a little bit about yourself. I know I read your bio, but, you know, it's very technical. Share something about us, about yourself with the listening audiences, kind of what you do.
Well, I try to experience triumphant living every day. I love the fact that's what you're podcast is called, and that's what you do, and that's who you are, and that's your brand. And I think we all have experienced some type of tragedy in our life, and how we bounce back from that tragedy tells us who we really are. I often say how we respond to adversity reveals our real self. And so with that being said, I'm very, very ecstatic about having an opportunity to add value to people's life every day. And when people ask, tell me a little bit about yourself, I realize I'm on earth to add value to someone's life, and we do that through a number of ways through the Willie Spears Experience.
So wonderful. Adding value to someone's life. It's so very important that you recognize that that's what you're here for. So it just sounds like every encounter, every opportunity, the end goal is to add value to someone's life. And you do that through the Willie Spears experience. Can you share what is the Willie Spears experience and what resources do you provide to add value to individuals' lives?
Well, in 2007 or 8, I was speaking in Oklahoma. I had a regional university there, and the professor, after I finished speaking, she had the students write down what they got from the talk. And she actually mailed old school mail in the mailbox. She actually mailed me all those responses. Well, probably 6 months went by before I was able to get to them. And one person wrote as their heading, "The Willie Spears Experience." And so that became the name of the company. We were already speaking and doing things like that, but we had never branded ourselves with a slogan, if you will. And so what we do is we add value in different ways. One thing we do, we're life coach. We try to help people make better choices in their life. We do a lot in churches, speaking to youth group, speaking to any congregation, youth or the mainstream congregation there at churches. We also teach people how to write books. We've authored 5 books. We teach people how to become motivational speakers. We help coaches become certified so they can become teachers. We do a pep talk series where we go in and just for 45 minutes, we give you a little organization, a little shot in the arm. We do that as well. And we have music. If you go on iTunes and type in Willie Spears, you'll find some of our music. We call it Music That Motivates. And we have new music coming out in January. We're actually in the studio right now making music to motivate people. And the last thing that I tell you about that we do that I'm really, really, really proud of is we offer opportunities, especially to African-American males who are interested in entering the education field. We walk them through the entire process on how to do that because I believe the statistics show that our education system is not great. And African-American males seems to have the most problem. Whether you're talking about behavior, you're talking about standardized testing, any way of measurement that you want to qualify or quantify these types of activities in schools, African-American males are the worst. And so I'm very passionate about helping in that area. I'm going back to school to be trained so I can do so. And so those are some of the services that we offer, and you can find them at williespears.com.
Awesome. Now, Mr. Spears, when you say we, can you share with the listening audience who is we? Can you talk about your team, your staff that works with you to provide these services that you're going to share throughout today's interview?
Oh, great question. I always say we. People always ask, well, who's coming with you? Well, I can't do it alone. Like, if you look at my book, the cover of my book was designed by Dante Shepherd. He works with the Willie Spears Experience.
Okay.
I'm doing a seminar at a school on August 1st. I'll be their keynote speaker for a school district in Crenshaw County, Alabama. And one thing we're going to talk about there is how it's important for teachers to do their best. And BEST is an acronym. B is believe. E is educate, S is serve, T is touch, and we break those down. Well, Dante came up with that acronym. I didn't come up with it. He's a consultant for the Willie Spears Experience. A lot of our graphics that you see, Dante designs those. A guy named Joseph Gaddy, he designs a lot of them. My wife, Tanika Spears, we've been married for 15 years. She designs our website. She's actually working on a contract right now with the University of West Florida to have me come speak out there. So she does that. Angela Case and Valerie Case, who live in Oklahoma, where I went to college at Northwest Oklahoma State, they do all the PR work for the company. They set up things. My actual logo was designed by Angela. Most of the pictures you see of me were taken by Valerie at some point. And so when I say we, it's a conglomerate of individuals and of resources that come together to form the Willie Spears Experience. I often joke that I'm just the face. And those people do the research. They make sure that we are on point. And when we go talking, like we go talking Crenshaw County, I don't know the demographics of the county. So in order to add value to that group, I have to know what their issues are. So I need someone to research their city, their county, and research their numbers because everything is data-driven. But if we don't know the data, then we can't motivate and we can't add value. And so it's a bunch of us that make this happen.
Awesome. Wonderful. I love that, Mr. Spears. You don't do it alone. You recognize the importance of having a team that will stand with you and help you push your vision into fruition. I love that. Many times as entrepreneurs, as individuals, we get a vision and we know that we're purposed to do great things and to impact change and to help other people, but sometimes we have to realize we don't have to go at it by ourselves. I think that's where exhaustion and burnout comes in, is when we try to do such a great vision by ourselves. So for anyone listening tonight, you are hearing that just before we even get started, the value of walking out on your vision with a team of trusted people who can help you in the areas where you need the most help. So awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us. So your publication, you wrote a book. You're an author of various books, and we're going to get to know each of the books that you've published. But in the meantime, currently you're about to release what I believe is a game changer. Being in education, and you've shared you've been in education for almost 20 years. I have as well the same track record of 15 years in public education, K-12. And I have experience from working in three different school districts, and I know you've worked in several as well. Culture and climate is so very important as it relates to the success of that educational institution. And really take a few minutes, Mr. Spears, to talk to us about your book, Culture Creators, Creating Culture for Your Team or Organization, that is scheduled to be released this month. Can you share with our readers a little bit about your book and what they could expect to learn from your book? And this is, although we say education arena, you work with business individuals, entrepreneurs, youth, and you work with an entire spectrum of a variety of different audiences. So I believe this book, if anyone's listening tonight, not exclusively for education, but in any arena, I believe this book can speak to. So can you talk to us about your most recent publication?
Oh, yes. I'm excited about this one. Culture, like you said, is so important. Everything is culture and climate. I love McDonald's. I probably get a sweet tea from McDonald's probably 3 or 4 times a week, and I definitely should not. I mean, so I love McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
But when we walk in McDonald's and when we walk in Chick-fil-A, there's a difference.
Uh-huh.
And we don't
right.
know what that difference is. We just know it's something is different. Not that McDonald's is bad, but something is different. And what's
uh-huh.
different is the culture. The culture which creates
right.
the environment is different. So when I was a college coach, you were talking about the election coming up. And when I was at Florida A&M, Mr. Gillen was thinking about running, and that was the buzz in the air. I was a linebackers coach at Florida A&M. And what I learned at Florida A&M as a college coach, what I learned
uh-huh.
is when you go into these different high schools, I can tell you everything about your high school within the first 10 minutes of me walking through the door. In the book,
okay.
we say if you're in a warehouse or if you're in a garage or wherever you are or in someone's home and you see rat droppings, you don't have to see
uh-huh.
the actual rat. The droppings tell
right.
you that there's a rat somewhere in the vicinity. So
yeah.
when I see the way that your front office person greets me when I walk in, when I see the organization of the
yeah.
sign-in log, when I see if there's metal detectors or not, when I see if the people are pleasant, when I see if they're organized and they have structure, I can tell you everything about your leader. Everything rises and falls
awesome.
On leadership. So if it's a good environment,
yeah.
it's because the leader's doing something good. If it's not a good environment, the
there
leader
go.
Is either teaching that or allowing it to happen. And so the book
gotcha.
Trains us on how to recognize our current culture. I told our players today, I'm an
okay.
athletic director and head football coach. I told our players today, I said, guys, we can lie to ourselves and say that we're really good, we're
mm-hmm.
really strong, we're really fast, or we can let the data tell us the truth. We can look at the quantitative value of what we have and be honest. And so what I told them, I said, if you stand on a scale and the scale says you weigh 370 pounds, you can say
uh-huh.
I'm overweight and I have to do something about this. Or you could say, you know what, the scale is wrong. It's something about the climate where I'm at. It's because it's leaning. I got on these heavy shorts. You know what, this is really not right. These digital scales aren't that accurate. Or you can be honest with yourself. And so what we do in education,
uh-huh.
we blame the parents. We blame the politicians.
Yeah.
We blame everything that we cannot control. And so we can't control the parents. We can't control the politicians. All we can do is vote. And so we have to be honest with ourselves and say, this is my current climate. I need a cultural rubric to show me how to get from where I am to where I want to be. And so when you talked about this is not just for education or just for teachers or coaches, I worked for Disney for 2 years.
Yes.
Disney is very intentional on creating culture. And so I remember working for Disney. And what happened was, I worked on Disney Cruise Line for 2 years. And when we had our worst evaluations was when there was rain. Whenever it rained, we had our worst evaluations. And so I realized, you know what? We can't control the rain. So should I be upset that it's raining? I shouldn't be upset that it's raining. You know why I shouldn't be upset? Because I can't control the rain.
Why is that?
So I need to focus on what I can control. So in the classroom, I can control that environment. I'm the leader of that environment. If I'm a coach, I'm a leader of that segment of the team. If I work at Walmart, I'm the leader of that aisle. If I did some speaking for State Farm recently, and what I talked to them about was when tragedy happens, you're going to be one of the first three people that get a phone call. When tragedy happens and you're an insurance agent, they're going to call you. I just got in a wreck. I need you to do something. A family member just passed away. I need you to do something. My house just caught on fire. And so since you're that important, you cannot take that responsibility lightly. And the way that you keep your clients is you create a culture that makes them feel like a family. And so in the book, we talk about the importance of creating culture, and we walk you through how to do that. Just real quick, I give it to you. In the first chapter, we say leadership is ownership.
Sure.
All right? In the third chapter, we use this quote. Abraham Lincoln said if he had 6 hours to cut down a tree, he would spend 4 hours sharpening his blade. So that means he would take advantage of personal development. He would take advantage of being trained. In football, we practice Monday through Thursday and play a game on Friday. We put way more emphasis on the preparation than the actual end result because the process is more important than the end result, you know? And so these are things that we talk about in the book, and we try to help people understand the importance of creating culture. And so it's not an accident that Apple outsells everybody else. It's not an accident that Verizon is better than everybody else. It's not an accident that Tesla has defeated the odds and made a vehicle that not only helps the environment, but that's affordable. It's not an accident that great companies excel and other companies don't. The difference is the great companies understand their why, and the great companies tap into the emotional aspect of the consumer. And you do that by creating culture.
Very good. Very good. That is so well spoken. And I tell you, what you're talking about and with the things that you said, as simple as walking into an office and that first clerical staff, the impression that he or she gives upon the greeting alone will speak volumes about that institutional values, what they stand for, and also the leader of that organization. So that's a step in. Those who are listening tonight, I want to make it relatable to my audience that I've been familiar with for over 8 years. That's the impression. That's the culture that Mr. Spears is talking about. It's not judging organization. It is the impression that you are given once upon impact. You know, walk into that organization. It's the impression that you're given. It's the feel that you're given when you talk about the culture of that organization. And it sounds, Mr. Spears, that the development of that organization's culture to be in comparison to what you shared, McDonald's, be in comparison to those winning organizations, Disney World organizations, it sounds as if to develop the culture, the winning culture for any organization, that it's going to take time. Would you say
100%, so? 100%. 100%. I think people don't realize If let's say you inherit a bad situation, a bad vehicle that breaks down, a bad job, a bad relationship, it took time for that to happen, for all those, the end result of what you have. So you're in a bad job. It takes time to get it right because it took time to get it wrong. And so we live in a microwave generation. We want things done fast.
Yes.
But If I offered you a T-bone steak that had to take time and simmer and marinate, or I offered you a hamburger that I made in 3 minutes, I think you would want the one that took time to be prepared. And so you're absolutely right.
You better take that one.
Exactly, exactly. So anything that happens quick is usually not good for us. There is something to waiting. I tell our young people, I tell our boys, I say, guys, my father is 68 years old, okay? He's 68 years old. I said, I knock on the door. I got a key to his house. He's a married man to my stepmom.
Okay.
He's married. I knock on his door before I enter because he's 68, and the same feelings you feel, young man, as a 16-year-old, my father still feels. There's no need to rush being an adult. Calm down.
Woo.
Slow down. We want to rush everything. I got coaches who, this is their first year coaching. They want to be the athletic director. They want to be the offensive coordinator. They want to be the they haven't even put the time in yet. They want to skip steps. And so when I tell them, I said, if you went to go get heart surgery and an intern came up to you and said, look, I'm not finished with school yet, but I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. I grew up watching General Hospital, and I really spent a lot of time on YouTube. Would you mind if I did this heart operation today? Because I know about the arteries and stuff. I know about the capillaries and stuff. I think you would say, no, give me the old gray-headed guy. Give me the bald-headed guy that looks to be 65 that's been doing this for 35 years. So there's something to be said about experience. And I think in our culture today, we want overnight success. I talk to people about being a motivational speaker. They want to get paid what I get paid in their first month speaking. I said, God, I've been speaking since I was 15 years old. I mean, you can't demand that kind of money. You have nothing to say that you're going to bring value to this organization. Let's crawl before we walk.
Right.
Let's embrace the process and understand the process is more important than the final destination.
Oh, buddy, right there. That is very goodness of spirits. You just said a mouthful, and we have 3 minutes left in the show. So I want our listening audience to get a hold of the four C's as it relates to culture. Can you bring it home for us, the C's? What are they as it relates to culture?
Okay, in 2010, a guy named Eddie Taylor, I have speakers come in and talk to my teams. He talked to my seniors, and he gave us these four C's, and I have adopted them or stolen them, and I've used them ever since. The first C is chemistry. No matter how great your organization is, if the chemistry is not good, then you're going to have an explosion. So that means if a certain employee walks in a room and no one likes that person, you're not going to be able to maximize your potential because your chemistry is off. They may be a good person. They may be very nice, but they may not be good for this organization.
Uh-huh.
So first C is chemistry.
Okay.
The next C is character. You have to have a person of high moral character. They don't have to be a person that has the same faith that you do or go to the same church or go to church at all. But they have to be a person of high character. Because if when they join your organization, their character also joins your organization. So when they do something that's good, your organization gets credit for that, even though it had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
On the other side, when
Very
they do
good.
Something that's not good, your organization also is tied to that. So you want high character.
Okay.
The next C is calling. Whatever you're doing, it's not a spiritual calling, but you have to know that you're wired to do that. If you're wired to do it, then you won't look at your watch. You won't be trying to figure out how much time we got to go before we go home. You won't be looking at your customers like, get out of my face, I don't even like working here. If you feel called to do it, then every opportunity, you enjoy it, you embrace it, and you're triumphant with that opportunity. The last C is competent. I don't care how good-looking you are, how athletic you are, how much money you have. If you're not competent in your area of employment or your business, then it's going to show very quickly. You have to know what you're doing. And the way that you do that is you go get training. I tell people all the time, when you pass away, that should be the day you stop learning. Up until that day, you should be learning something. You should be reading books. I read a book every month. And right now, I'm reading a book called Start With Your Why by Simon Sinek. All right? He had a TED Talk. It's one of the most watched ones ever. And so you have to learn more and more and more. And those four C's have helped us to hire people and, unfortunately, get rid of people because they didn't line up with the four C's that we use to create culture.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. I have to get the name after the show of the book that you're reading because I definitely embrace monthly reading and educating yourself. Mr. Spears, we have come to the end of our show, and let me tell you, this has been one great Willie Spears experience in this 30-minute interview. So in the last 30 seconds, please tell our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can follow your work, and even be a part of your audience when you travel the continent speaking and empowering individuals.
Follow us on Facebook. Just type in Willie Spears or the Willie Spears Experience. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Also, go to williespears.com. My wife has put together an amazing website. She makes us look a lot better than we actually do, and it's really been a great joy to work with my spouse in this business. But, yeah, check us out. We want to come speak to your group. Hit, as we used to say when I was in high school, Dr. Faith, hit us up. We'd love to come through.
Hey, that's all right. We understand over here what you're talking about. You guys hit my friend Willie Spears up so that you can have that experience. Thank you, Mr. Spears, for being on the show. I got to bring you back so you can continue to empower us. Until then, continue to live the triumphant life, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for your time.